Oh, it's oh, I'm sorry.
The infamous Christmas or
it's
whatever
Christmas
it was.
Christmas letter that happened a couple of years ago that Mr. McDougal wrote in his unbelievable style. So here we go.
It says, "Dear Don, Merry Christmas." And it starts out kind of nice. "Well, about this time of the year, I usually take a moment to write a few letters to my friends. It's the time of year when I remember all the good things and indulge myself to the extent of getting a little sentimental. It's a snowy, blustery afternoon, but here in the recreation room downstairs, it's cozy and comfortable. I'm sitting before a nice open fire with a typewriter, sort of half listening to the radio, slowly sipping a nice, very dry double martini. I only wish you were here, but since you are not, the least I can do is to toast your health and happiness. So time out, old pal, while I bend my elbow to you." Next paragraph. "I just took time out to mix another martini. And while I was up in the kitchen, I thought of all the time I would waste this afternoon if I went up to mix another drink every once in a while. So I just made up a big pitcher of martinis and brought it back down with me. So I'll have it right here beside me and wouldn't have to waste time making more of them. So now I'm all set, and here goes. Besides, martinis are a great drink. For some reason, they never seem to affect me in the slightest. Can drink them all night long. So here goes. The greatest thing in the whole world is friendship. And believe me, pal, you're the greatest pal anybody ever had. Do you remember all the swell times we had together, pal? Wonderful fishing trips. I'll never forget the time you pulled me away from the dock while I was standing up in the boat. And I fell into the lake backwards. You remember that, old pal?" Well, it goes on from there. Oh. Downhill all.